There are 230 plus puppets, so we have anything as big as an elephant, as small as a mouse.
Michael Riley is the puppet master for The Lion King.
Not all of the puppets are worn, of course. Some are shadow puppets, and some are Onraku puppets, which is a rod puppet. So there's lots of different styles.
Michael has been with the show either in his native Canada or on tour for 11 years. I had a chance to visit with him in the area where the puppets are stored, maintained, and fitted to the actors who wear them. As we talked, it was hard not to notice the leering face of the evil lion Scar staring at us. This mask is a wonder of technology. Wires and cables trail out from the head covering worn by actor J. Anthony Crane.
He's wired electrically. He wears these motors on his hips, which is why he has jodhpurs. So it hides the motors and keeps them safe. And of course they're rawhide, so they're very safe. Up his arm, we have a cable that runs to his finger, and he wears this in his hand. It's just a finger control. He has two actuators and an on-off switch, so he's able just to throw out the actuators, works the mast right in front of his face, and he has total control of it. He can make it do anything he wants, including hurt himself if he does something wrong. The mask will just scrape right up his face like that. So he's in total control. And the servo motors run on these aircraft cables, very thin wires that crisscross up his back and work the pulleys. So it's a lot of stuff for him especially.
The mechanical masks are a challenge for the actors and require a pretty long rehearsal period.
For somebody like Scar or Zazu, very difficult puppets. It can take 6 months before they've truly mastered everything that puppet can do.
The masks are molded from carbon fiber, as strong as steel, Michael explained, in spite of being paper thin. Turkey feathers and foam are added for hair and teeth. It's interesting that there are no backup masks.
There's one mask and three helmets that Scar has. If something happens to the mechanics, he can certainly change the helmet and we'll put the mask on another one. If something happens to the mask, it's our job to make sure that gets right back out on stage and looks as good as ever.
Andy said accidents do happen.
In the last month, actually, his mask flew off his head and crashed to the ground to 15 feet below. Fortunately, he wasn't hurt, but the mask took quite a beating. So what we do is we take our tape and our zip ties and whatever else is at hand, and we stick it back on there and just say, act gingerly.
I wondered how one qualifies to do the work Michael Riley does.
I went to a technical school and I learned how to do electronics as well as fix cars. I think when Lion King came about, it was a very natural fit for me. I had to learn on the job as well. I mean, there's nothing you could learn in school that would prepare you for this.
Lion King is unique for actors in that they are expected to literally disappear.
One of the things I think a lot of people say about Lion King is that it's gorgeous and there's these puppets and you totally forget they're even there. You just look at the puppet and you see it talking and just accept it.
John Ogle, WCVE News.